The Prime Minister's downplaying the impact of AUKUS, a new trilateral security deal involving Australia, the United States and Britain.
It does not change our existing relationships, including Five Eyes, or our close partnership with Australia on defence matters.
The new security partnership was announced yesterday in response to the increasing challenges in the Indo-Pacific, namely China. When announcing the alliance yesterday, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison made a point of saying trans-Tasman relations were unchanged.
Our great friends in New Zealand. I spoke to Prime Minister Ardern yesterday. She was my first call because of the strength of our relationship and the relationship between our countries. All in the region will benefit from the peace and the stability and security that this partnership will add.
Well, we're joined now by former New Zealand Defence Minister Wayne Mapp. Good morning.
Morning.
So we got the phone call afterwards, but should we have been invited beforehand?
I wouldn't have expected New Zealand to be part of this. This is Australia has always seen itself as a middle power. What it's doing here is stepping up to the top ranks of middle powers. It'll be the only one outside the nuclear-armed states that are got nuclear submarines. Well, Brazil has a deal with France, but that's just for one submarine. This is going to be for 8 or 12 submarines. It's a big deal, and you know, it's frankly beyond what New Zealand is interested in. However, there are implications for New Zealand, and we would be naive to think that there weren't.
Yes, this means it's going to be increasingly difficult if this alliance, this new alliance, becomes more aggressive towards the likes of China. Are we going to get dragged along in the wake?
Well, I'm not sure they'll get more aggressive, but certainly they're gearing up, let's put it that way. And fundamentally, these nations, and let's note that Britain is included. Britain is just not a Pacific nation. Nevertheless, has done a free trade deal with Australia way ahead of New Zealand, and we have yet to get ours. So there's something going on there. It is certainly about, you know, the Americans do not want to be number two in the Pacific. That's pretty damn obvious. They want to be number one, and this is part and parcel of that. The implications for New Zealand, you know, there's the free trade issue with Britain, and the government needs to be getting on with that. But the other implication is the military alliance that we have with Australia. Now, Britain, Canada and Australia have all done a joint deal to replace their ageing frigates. New Zealand was not part of that deal, and that was frankly a bit surprising because our frigates are just as old as theirs. You know, they're basically a quarter of a century old. They don't last forever. And the government needs to get on and say to the public how we're going to replace the ANZAC frigates. And Australia will be expecting that. This is not an issue that the New Zealand government's going to be able to duck.
That is obviously a big cost, though, isn't it? You're talking, what, tens of billions of dollars for that? That is something...
Oh, no, no, you're not talking tens of billions.
Well, how many frigates?
You're talking about a serious amount of money. I mean, to replace two ANZAC frigates, probably a $3 billion exercise, thereabouts. And there's an argument you should have three rather than two. There's, you know, way too many times when we have absolutely no frigates available. And New Zealand, you know, is expected to pay, if you're an alliance, if you are in a military alliance, as we are with Australia, our only allied partner, then you do have to actually pay.
Well, we just spent $2 billion, didn't we, on the new... the new planes.
Poseidon aircraft. And that was necessary. You know, the existing aircraft are 65 years old. The ANZAC frigates, however, are 25 years old and ships don't last as long as aeroplanes.
The worry here is, though, that, I mean, if you look at like the likes of Paul Keating, former Australian Prime Minister, very critical of this alliance, suggesting that it basically means Australia is going to lose some of its sovereignty or give some of its sovereignty to the United States.
I was a bit surprised to hear that, I must admit. And I see that Chris Trotter was speculating that they'd just be leasing submarines direct from the United States. I don't think that's going to happen. Australia wouldn't want to do that. They would want to actually own the submarines so that the, you know, they have sovereign control over them.
But they need the technology, so they're going to be, therefore, into the future, very, very dependent on the US.
That's true of any high advanced technology. That's actually true of New Zealand with relation to the Poseidon P-8 aircraft. I mean, They have got a lot of core, you know, maritime surveillance and beyond that, maritime combat capability as well. We cannot operate those aircraft without the closest possible relationship with the United States in relation to those aircraft.
I wonder.
And that's always the case with getting advanced technology.
I wonder in some ways if we're actually in a bit of a sweet spot here in that it's probably easier not to be asked to join this because New Zealand doesn't then risk its trade relationship with China, but we still potentially obviously have existing links through Five Eyes to those other nations. It's probably a good place to be for us, isn't it?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I mean, as I said, New Zealand was never going to be part of this. This is, as I say, all about Australia moving to the top rank of middle powers. That's simply not the space we're in. But as I said, it's not as if it doesn't have consequences. We do have to say how we're going to replace the ANZAC frigates. Now, that debate has already occurring in military circles. This agreement is going to put a bit of focus on it at a more public level, in fact. You may recall there was a huge debate about the ANZAC frigates some 30 years ago. I'm not saying we'll get quite that hot a debate this time round, but nevertheless, there's got to be a serious discussion. Just how does New Zealand see its role in maritime security?
Interesting stuff. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Former New Zealand Defence Minister Wayne Mapp.